This is a Travel Channel podcast.
If you take Times Square, Disneyland, and the Emerald City of Oz and roll them into one, you get Las Vegas, a dazzling mirage rising out of the Nevada desert. Las Vegas attracts more than 30 million visitors a year who come to gamble and to see top-notch entertainers strutting their stuff. Its glitzy hotels sit along a four-mile strip of Las Vegas Boulevard, reflecting Vegas's international appeal. Here you can see New York skyline, the Eiffel Tower, and the canals of Venice with a Sphinx thrown in for good measure. But behind the colorful facade is a shadowy world said to be inhabited by ghosts. Las Vegas, they say, is haunted by the ghosts of some of the biggest names in show business. No personality fits the life of Vegas as Liberace. He was as flamboyant and outrageous as the city itself. Liberace started his career as a lounge pianist in New York in the 1940s. By the 1950s, he had successfully transformed himself into the hugely popular offbeat star of a weekly TV variety show. He had been playing Vegas regularly since the 1940s and loved the place. From his earliest days in Vegas to his death in 1987, Liberace was Vegas personified. Robert Fagan, curator of Liberace's final home, describes the performer's love of the city of glitz.
Out of all the homes, he spent more time here than anywhere else. And he had Beverly Hills, and he had the Palm Springs, he had, New York, and he had all these little condos and whatever he did.
Fagan also believes that Liberace's spirit continues to roam his home in Las Vegas.
Now, well, I slept here one night, and I was sleeping peacefully, and then I was jarred for some reason, and I felt someone was sitting here. I just couldn't imagine, and I turned the light on, and it actually frightened me a little bit. We had two employees that we actually lost because they couldn't handle, they thought they heard steps and doors opening and voices, and they just preferred not to work here.
Liberace is suspected of haunting his own museum, one of Las Vegas's major tourist attractions. Next door to the museum is the Tivoli Gardens. The restaurant once belonged to Liberace, and it's here that his ghostly presence is said to be most strongly felt. Kelly Stanley has tended bar here for 5 years and has seen some weird things happen, particularly on the anniversary of Liberace's birth.
One time there was a bunch of people at the bar and we were telling little humorous stories about Liberace and making kind of fun and all that kind of stuff. One bottle literally flew down. Everybody just shut up immediately. It got to the point where it just got ridiculous, and so we had to stop stacking the bottles on top of one another because it became a hazard.
The Tivoli Gardens Piano Lounge was Liberace's favorite haunt in life. According to Kelly Stanley, it still is.
He loved this restaurant himself. He used to come in here and cook and bartend, clear tables. He had a wonderful time. He played every New Year's Eve here on his piano in the piano room, and he's surrounded by all his cherished belongings. So why wouldn't he come back and visit it?
Another famous performer looms large in Las Vegas, but this ghost is known for his magic and illusions. Harry Houdini, magician and escape artist, still appears in the gem of the desert. Houdini's restless spirit is invoked 6 days a week by a performer with a lilting name of Dixie Dwayne Dooley. Dooley headlines a show he calls Houdini Lives Again.
When we first brought the show here, there was a lot of unusual occurrences, like stagehands on the other side of the stage would feel someone push on their back through the curtain, and they'd pull the curtain back and there wouldn't be anybody there, and they'd look around and they'd think someone was playing a practical joke on them. It could very well be the spirit of Houdini playing tricks. He loved practical jokes.
Is it likely that the world's greatest magician could be roosting in a downtown Las Vegas hotel?
The spirit of Houdini could be right here in the theater. His wife Bess died only 70 miles from here in Needles. And I know that if Houdini was alive, he would want to play Vegas.
It's a city of lights, magic, and just a little bit of fun. The world's best performers come to Las Vegas to delight and entertain. But sometimes, in Vegas, the show just may be a ghostly experience.